Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Kids commit crimes. Should accountability be shared at home? I'm John Doman.
A complaint at her apartment building led to a woman being pepper sprayed. I'm Luke Luker.
How long a Rockville banker got in prison for stealing millions from religious institutions? I'm Megan Cloherty.
It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. That's India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting victims of that rail accident that has killed at least 288 people and injured more than 900. He says he does not have words to express his anguish. A preliminary report says the cause of the crash that happened after passenger trains derailed is signal failure. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
At the crash scene overnight, rescuers pulled screaming wounded from the mangled mess and then laid out the dead in lines and covered with white sheets right next to the tracks. This surge of wounded and dazed victims is also overwhelming small local hospitals that really aren't used to such an influx of trauma patients.
President Biden addressed the nation for the first time from the Oval Office about that bipartisan debt ceiling deal he has just signed. CBS's Christina Ravini.
This was President Biden's first address from behind the Resolute desk. And look, neither side was particularly thrilled with what they ended up with this last-minute deal. But negotiators say that's exactly why it worked.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis. An economic collapse.
The message of President Biden's Friday night address was less mission accomplished and more crisis averted.
Federal investigators say a nurse at a Texas Border Patrol facility ignored pleas from the mother of an 8-year-old migrant girl to take her to the hospital the same day she died. Nick Miroff at the Washington Post.
This nurse practitioner saw the child multiple times and denied repeated requests from her mother to call an ambulance even as the girl's condition worsened.
It's Pride Month and tens of thousands of LGBTQ folk are at Disney in Florida for Gay Days. Entertainment director Chantel Brochet says,
it was magical to be able to walk down Main Street USA with my boyfriend's hand in tow and to be with my friends and be able to actually enjoy being normal. And over the years, this event grew because more people wanted that taste of normal.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill yesterday banning transgender young people from gender-affirming care, including puberty blockers and hormone therapies. Young people already on such treatments would be weaned off. LGBTQ advocacy groups, trans kids, and their parents fiercely opposed the law, calling it cruel. Doctors say cutting off such treatments could cause both physical and mental distress to trans young people. Some are threatening to challenge it. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 2:03 at WTOP, 81 degrees. Some areas could see showers this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you at this hour. We've got some serious concerns on the traffic front. Let's go over to Ralph
Fox. Update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
Northbound and southbound I-95 in Virginia. Down power lines blocking all lanes in the main lanes and the express lanes. Northbound and southbound on I-95. Fireboard just getting to the scene to help with the situation right now. All lanes blocked northbound and southbound on I-95 near the Fairfax County Parkway. As a result, you can expect delays. We'll give you more on the 8s coming up shortly. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
We will keep you up to date on that concern as it moves forward. Stay with us here at WTOP. Leaders in Prince George's County are looking to Annapolis to address the rise of juvenile crimes in the area.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the community as a whole is failing too many kids right now, but that it starts at home.
We have to ensure that families, that parents know where their children are,
know who they are affiliating themselves with, know whether or not they're in school.
She says she plans to launch a truancy initiative aimed at getting more kids back in school, but she also plans to talk with state lawmakers about the role parents need to play.
There really are very limited mechanisms for the prosecutor's office to hold parents accountable.
It's too early to say what that could look like yet.
We have to have conversations about that.
And they have time since lawmakers don't go back to Annapolis until next year. John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 2:05. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. As of this week, she's resigned that post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts towards diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have fought back and criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI's superintendent, Cedric Wims, who's also the first African-American in that position. He was hired in 2020. And an apartment conflict in Adams Morgan leads to a woman being attacked and assault charges as well.
Christine Corbin says she went to the assistant property manager about them taking down notices of the formation of a tenants association. She videoed the argument. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I could not open my eyes for 2 hours. I got called off in the ambulance, and I was in Georgetown Hospital for 2 hours. My arms are still burning.
Police plan to charge that property manager with simple assault. Residents at the building on Columbia Road say they've been fed up after days-long water shutoffs to update plumbing. In a statement, UIP Property Management says they are cooperating with police. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
New details after a shooting last week that left three dead, a fourth seriously injured in Woodbridge. Prince William County Police have identified a suspect, 28-year-old Donald Barahona Quinones, a $10,000 reward being offered for information leading to his arrest and conviction. Police say several people were at a home on Birchdale Avenue when he pulled out a gun and started firing. And a Rockville man facing 3 years in federal prison after prosecutors believe he stole millions from churches and other religious institutions.
A jury convicted 29-year-old Diape Sek of Rockville for his role in stealing nearly $2 million by stealing checks from the mail. Federal prosecutors say Sek, who was a customer service representative at a bank, opened 412 bank accounts and fake identities in just a one-year period in exchange for cash bribes. Prosecutors say checks payable to and written from churches and other institutions were deposited into many of those accounts, and then they say Sek and at least eight other co-conspirators would withdraw the money at ATMs. Megan Cloward, WTOP News.
For the second time in a week, a bald eaglet ran into complications when a portion of the Dulles Greenway nest collapsed. We'll keep you up to date on that and more coming up after traffic and weather.
Investors have soured on D.C. housing, but still like Baltimore. I'm Jeff Glable.
It's 2:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Got some hot spots on the roadways at this hour. Over to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
And it is a hot spot indeed. I-95 in Virginia closed at the Fairfax County Parkway in both directions. Whether you're in the main lanes or the express lanes, you have all travel lanes blocked. Listeners calling in to report the power lines came down on top of a number of vehicles to include cars, SUVs, even tractor trailers we see immobilized on the roadway. Responses on scene. People are out of their cars. Some folks in the express lanes trying to turn around and go back up the hill toward the Franconia Springfield Parkway in order to get off of I-95 to take a diversion there. If you're traveling on I-95 right now, you are stuck in both directions near the Fairfax County Parkway as a result of the power lines that came down on the roadway. Expect delays. Don't commit to I-95, whether you're in the main lanes or the express lanes, northbound or southbound. The Beltway in Virginia slows approaching McLean, headed toward Tyson's. and the American Legion Bridge out of loop through Montgomery County. Your delays leaving the 270 spur and coming off of the big curve above the 270 spur, traveling toward the American Legion Bridge. Interloop slowdowns approaching 355. That's where we have the report of a crash. Beltway slowdowns through Prince George's County on the interloop, leaving Route 1 College Park, headed toward the BW Parkway, where we had some earlier milling slowing you down there. If you're on 410 East-West Highway near Bellcrest Road, that was a report of a vehicle fire. Uncertain if that is still the case. Westbound 50 going across the Bay Bridge, still with two lanes of travel in the westbound direction, three lanes east for now, so watch out for that. If you're thinking about an electric car, you may want to plug in to Fitzmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Hyundai Ioniq, the VW ID4, or the Chevy Volt at Fitzmall.com. That's the Fitz way. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weekend weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We are tracking some storm chances this afternoon. The highest chances will be north and west of the D.C. metro area. The Storm Prediction Center says a couple of those storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds and small hail. Heavy rain and lightning possible, too, and that will be from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. this evening. The chances are lower across the city, only 20%, and then the chances go away completely overnight, and we'll keep the forecast dry throughout next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
85 degrees down in Centerville, 81 in Upper Marlboro, the nation's capital, checking in at 84 degrees. It's all brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Home sales to investors last quarter were down 49% from a year ago. That's a record annual drop, but they still accounted for 18% of all home sales, and that's higher than before the pandemic. Investor buyers have soured on the D.C. market, making up less than 11% of sales last quarter, tied at the bottom among metros. D.C. home prices are so high, it's hard to make a big profit reselling. And D.C. is not as appealing to buyers intending to be landlords.
D.C. has laws that are more on the tenant side than the landlord side, so that also might be affecting a landlord appetite to get into that market.
That's Daryl Fairweather at Redfin. Baltimore, on the other hand, is still attractive with the smallest annual decline in investment sales among all big metros.
Baltimore is more affordable than D.C., so if you can buy two properties for $300,000 each versus buying one for $600,000, the two properties are going to lower your risk.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, a new scholarship honoring a former White House employee in our area. Stay with us. It's 212.
New crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver has only 3.2 grams of carbs, 95 calories, and a taste that has no bitter endings. It's like enjoying a summer night.
Oh no, mosquitoes! Why am I wearing shorts?
Without mosquitoes.
I love summer.
Like if Dracula decided blood's not really his thing anymore.
I'm vegan.
Get all the taste, no bitter endings. Crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. 3.2 grams of carbs, 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
It's time to start your path to a healthier lifestyle. At the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascades Dental of Burke, we make it easy with sedation dentistry. We eliminate discomfort and anxiety with a custom sedation option just for you. Our team can fix even the most complex cases all in one office. Going to the dentist isn't scary, and Cascades can prove it to you. The Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Call 866-25-SLEEP or visit Cascades1.com.
Welcome in. It's 213.
We got Verizon 5G home internet. It's from Verizon. Safe choice, right?
Well, some things that look great end up being not so great.
Like the time you bought a shrimp roll from a gas station.
Ugh. Or when you bought that used sports car.
What about when we got Billy that drum set?
The point is, Verizon 5G home internet sounded great,
but turned out to be something else. And we deserve fast, reliable internet. We deserve Xfinity.
It's time for better internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. Now through June 21st, get started with 200 megabit per second Xfinity internet with Wi-Fi equipment included. It's all just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. You can save up to $600 in your first 2 years over Verizon. Go to Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts. fax, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect more to Verizon 5G home plan.
Coming up on WTOP, another setback for a Nats pitcher and their comeback bid. We got sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
I am a soul line dance instructor.
This is Rhonda.
I just love dancing, so I was always willing to dance through the pain, but it was really fun to catch up with me. I've had foot pain, leg pain, everything pain.
And this is Rhonda's good feet story.
I was using any and everything that I could to help alleviate the pain.
None of that worked. Until
since visiting the Good Feet store and incorporating the arch supports into my life, I definitely have not felt the pain. I can't even really verbalize just how much better I feel. My mood and my energy has just drastically improved. I'm still actually in awe wearing the arch supports and being pain-free now. I am able to dance longer. Dancing is just a joy.
Now that is one heck of a Good Feet story.
I do want to tell everyone about it.
And now you have.
So, yeah.
Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It is 2:15. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for making us part of your Saturday. Well, two more members of the extremist group, the Oath Keepers, have been sentenced for taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot.
Two Florida men who stormed the Capitol with other members of the Oath Keepers group have been sentenced to 3 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and other charges. David Morshell, a neurophysiologist from Punta Gorda, and Joseph Hackett, a chiropractor from Sarasota, were convicted in January along with other members of the anti-government extremist group for their roles in what prosecutors described as a violent plot to stop the transfer of power from former President Donald Trump to President Joe Biden after the 2020 election. All told, 9 people associated with the Oath Keepers have been tried for seditious conspiracy, and 6 were convicted. Norman Hall, Washington.
2:16, a new scholarship being established. This in honor of a former White House employee. Samantha Jennings Jones worked at the office of the National Cyber Director when a car hit her on Richmond Highway in Fairfax County back in March. Her husband, John, says she was walking home from a store and recalled that tragic moment with NBC4.
It's devastating to go from this perfect life with your partner and my person to this life-sized void.
Now he and her colleagues have set up a $50,000 scholarship to help women start or advance a career in cybersecurity. So far, more than $27,000 has been donated. And a retrial pending for 2 Maryland doctors accused of conspiring to help Russia shortly after its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a court filing hours after a mistrial was declared in the case on Thursday. The Baltimore Sun reports the jury deadlocked after 2 days. In the case of Dr. Anna Gabrielian and Dr. Jamie Lee Henry. Gabrielian is a former Johns Hopkins anesthesiologist, Henry, a major and physician in the Army. Both are charged with conspiring to aid Russia and with providing the health information of several patients. A quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. With just 2 days before a potential default, President Biden has signed the debt ceiling deal into law today. And YouTube makes a significant change that could affect the 2024 presidential election and others moving forward. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, we do have some things breaking this afternoon, Rob Stallworth.
We do have stuff breaking, Ralph, right now. I-95 in Virginia closed both ways at the Fairfax County Parkway for the downed power lines on the road. Also, the ramps from Springfield and the Fairfax County Parkway also closed to folks trying to get onto I-95. Response is on scene trying to assess the situation, but you can expect also Backlick Road to be clogged as well as Lowisdale Road and anywhere in between. At this point, I-95 in the express and the main lanes, whether you're northbound or southbound, you're going to be stuck. That road is closed as a result of the downed power lines. We do see response on scene walking around the situation, trying to figure out what's happening. Hopefully, they'll have things resolved, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon, so watch out there. Do not commit to I-95 in Virginia, whether you're northbound or southbound near the Fairfax County Parkway. Traveling at this point on the Beltway in Maryland, outer loop delays leaving River Road headed toward the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop slowdowns in Route 1 College Park headed toward the BW Parkway. Slowdowns on westbound Route 50 going across the Bay Bridge, only with those two lanes in the westbound direction. Otherwise, westbound 50 near 197, that's where we had a crash. It should be on the shoulder and clear to travel lanes. Otherwise, if you're in the district, northbound DC 295 after Burroughs Avenue, still with a single right lane getting by the work zone that's taking place right now. The Hot 7 scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery are coming on hot. Choose from six different scratch-offs with top prizes from $1,000 to $1,000,000. Stay hot with Hot 7 scratch-offs. Please play responsibly. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at what's happening weather-wise. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We had some sunshine out there this morning, but now the clouds are streaming in, and we'll see a few showers and storms start to move in later this afternoon to this evening between 2 and 10 o'clock. Anywhere from Winchester to Hagerstown to Frederick, Maryland, most of those areas north and west of the D.C. metro area will have the highest chance of seeing some thunderstorms this afternoon. A couple of them could be strong with some gusty winds and small hail, heavy rain and lightning possible, too. Then we drought the forecast late tonight. Temperatures will fall back down to 57 by tomorrow. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
83 degrees in Gaithersburg, 84 in Arlington, 81 in Lanham. And it's all brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, the Commander's sale, one step closer to completion. We'll keep you up to date. Stay close.
Things can change fast in the world we live in.
Especially when we live in the DMV.
Breaking news from Landover.
We have new information just coming in.
Breaking news happens every day.
And WTOP covers it with reporters live on the scene.
First responders are doing their best.
We get you up to speed in a hurry.
And we keep you up to date with each new development.
We'll be here when the news conference happens later today.
It's news at the speed of life.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hi, I'm Sally, back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, me and my pack enjoyed a big breakfast. And now I'm in the Great Geyser Water Park looking down the High Paw Holler. And guess what? I'm only a little scared.
Wow, Steven, I'm impressed. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
This is WTOP News.
It's 2:22. The first issue was D.C. crime. Now the city's election laws are under scrutiny from the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. The Post says a hearing is scheduled Wednesday to address D.C. election concerns. It'll examine the American Confidence in Elections Act, which includes a title that would overwrite D.C.'s election laws. Earlier this year, a bipartisan effort in Congress successfully blocked D.C.'s revised criminal code. And pending Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris has a date next week with the NFL's Finance Committee, as some last-minute adjustments are being stipulated to get approval from league owners. After assurances from Harris, the league optimistic that the Finance Committee will recommend approval and the deal could be ratified in the coming weeks.
And now, a special update from the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, northbound and southbound I-95 in the main express lanes near the Fairfax County Parkway, down power lines, closes the road in both directions at the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, as a result, the inner loop ramp or the outer loop ramp to southbound I-95 is blocked off. The inner loop flyover ramp to go south on the I-95 for now is open, but you may want to be warned and not take that ramp if you plan to go south on the I-95. More coming up very shortly on the 8th. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Rob, thank you. We will keep you up to date on that story as it continues. Stay with us here at WTOP. Well, summer sunshine also brings an increase in scammers as well, as folks tend to focus more on taking a break than keeping their guard up. Intellicheck CEO Brian Lewis says the main thing to look for online is some deals that may be too good to be true.
Look at the URL on anything that's emailed to you very carefully, because that's going to let you know whether it's good or bad.
Lewis also says if you become a victim of a scam, to contact your bank and file a report with the FTC.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Got a big day on the sports page. It's Ben Raby.
All right, appreciate it, Ralph. The countdown is on in Annapolis. Always exciting to have a team to call your own, and plenty of buzz surrounding the Annapolis Blues, the newest team in the NPSL, the National Premier Soccer League. And they make their home debut at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium tonight. And for Annapolis Blues GM Fred Mathis,
tremendously excited and tremendously thankful for the entire Annapolis community and beyond. Support has been through the roof in terms of, you know, local fans coming out, local sponsors, local investors. It really is all about Annapolis. We're Annapolis's new soccer team, and the excitement is all around town.
And Dave Johnson, among those local investors, the Annapolis Blues, their home opener tonight, a 7 o'clock kick at the Naval Academy. Baseball, the physical issues not going away for Steven Strasburg. Strasburg reportedly dealing with severe nerve damage. And according to the Washington Post, Strasburg has been shut down completely from physical activity since late April. Post also reporting that there is now growing concern that Strasburg may never pitch in the big leagues again. Strasburg last pitched for the Nationals last June. Nats and Phillies, meanwhile, resuming their series today at 4:05. And in college baseball, the NCAA tournament, looks like George Mason will avoid elimination, at least for this afternoon. Mason leading Northeastern 8-1 in the eighth inning. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Ben, thank you. Coming up after traffic and weather, the debt ceiling deal signed into law by President Biden today. Also, changes underway coming from YouTube. Stay with us. It's 2:26.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on